Hello and welcome to Men in Charge in Brief. I'm Kevin Decker.
And I'm Tony Flynn. The sponsor of today's episode is Authentic Human Oils for that natural sheen.
So funny.
So, go work up a sweat today.
Yeah, I'm not going to be using that product. I hope they're not. I hope the sponsor's not listening.
No.
But hopefully that sponsor likes bagels, because today's sketch is, but is it really a bagel? It's the perennial question. As you listen to it, please listen carefully for the implicit question that's hidden somewhere in the text. If you think you know what it is, write or teletype in, and if you get it right, you can win a valuable prize.
Maybe.
Hey, Reddy!
Van Dyke, how's it hanging?
Yeah, I'm just about to go into this new bagel place. I'm a little confused by the name, though.
You mind if I join you?
Hello, and welcome to But Is It Really a Bagel? What can I get for you?
Well, some answers to questions for one thing. What do you mean by calling the shop But Is It Really a Bagel?
Yeah, those things in the case look like bagels. Are you selling real bagels or not?
Well, we're hoping that you'll purchase one and find out. Or, if you really need to be convinced, buy a dozen. We'll make it a baker's dozen.
I think I get it. But Is It Really a Bagel is a clever naming convention, like, I can't believe it's not butter.
Yeah, or credibly eggs.
Well, if that's what you choose to believe, I'm not going to second guess you.
Okay, what does that mean?
Yeah, look at these placards in the case. Why does the everything bagel, if it even is a bagel, have the word everything in scare quotes?
Yeah. You don't spell sesame with a Y instead of an A.
Surely the naming conventions won't detract you from the great taste you'd expect from a But Is It Really a Bagel? Bagel.
Okay, if these are real bagels, they're boiled, then baked. Can you confirm that?
They're made according to a secret recipe. Will you have yours here or to go?
Well, I'm almost ready to go. Sans things that might be bagels.
The menu says that you can add locks, L-O-C-K-S. Van Dyke, maybe they're just illiterate.
I'm starting to think this is a joke. Are you pranking us? Where are the cameras?
This is a real business. Our licenses are posted over there.
I don't see any license.
Hey, what's the big deal?
You'll soon regret questioning the existential status of these so-called bagels.
Well, are they bagels or not?
You're learning why that sort of question, asked around here, isn't kosher.
Tony, did someone write in?
Well, someone wrote in, but we're also curious to see if it is indeed the correct implicit question. Hannah Westminster from Rye, New York asks, are you hiring there at Men in Charge? My parents are going to throw me out soon if I don't get a job, so...
Yeah.
Are we?
Well, no, we are, but I think this resume disqualifies Hannah from any job here. I mean, we're just going to have to throw her out if she ends up here.
And I think... pretty clearly, she came up with her name from using ChatGPT.
I agree. I prefer Marble Rye anyway.
Well, Marble Rye. Well, Rye, New York is a lovely town. My grandparents lived there, and then they went ahead and died. So maybe that's not an endorsement.
No, don't live in bread product named cities. That's, I think, the moral lesson here today. Speaking of people who we never teach moral lessons to, we'd like to thank our cast for today. Mimi Marinucci, Steve Lloyd, and Davis G. Hill. Today's episode was written by Kevin Decker.
We'd also like to thank the only man who knows to leave town right before the aliens invade, Brian Lindsay. And remember, don't be a fascist.